Argentina, the struggle for women's lives has been painted green. On the 8th of August, Argentina Senate voted by 38-31 against legalizing abortion during the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. In June, the House of Representatives voted narrowly in favor of it. Currently, abortion is allowed in Argentina only in cases of rape, or if the mother's life is in danger. Despite this setback, a huge abortion rights movement is developing throughout Latin America. Maria Clara Ferreira from LSR, Liberdade, Sociales Moe Revelação, CWI Brazil, was part of a solidarity delegation on the 8th of August from the broad left party Sol in Brazil. She reports on Argentina's pro-choice movement. In the morning, there were already thousands of people, organized in groups, collectives and political parties, singing songs, chanting, hoisting flags and wearing green pañuelos, handkerchiefs. In spite of the expectation that the senators would vote down the bill, the movement put people on the streets in order to put pressure on the Senate to vote yes. The eyes of the world were turned to Argentina, and society was polarized over the subject. In the square in front of the Senate, two major blocs were organized. The conservative side, supported by right-wing factions and the Vatican, was able to put many on the street sporting blue pañuelos, symbolizing opposition to the legalization. Even the establishment media, though, had to recognize the protest of green pañuelos was much bigger. Walking around the streets of Buenos Aires, one could see young girls and older women, students from schools and universities, people from the suburbs and from downtown, all with the same understanding, that fighting to legalize abortion is defending women's lives. In Argentina, around 500,000 backstreet abortions are performed every year. The demonstration ranged from the most militant left to moderate progressive organizations. It is also significant the high number of men supporting the cause, and taking part in campaign actions, reinforcing the importance of unifying the working class behind these struggles. Strengthened. The result of the Senate vote only strengthened the sentiment that this system has failed, and does not represent us. On the week of the first vote, in June, polls showed that 55% of Argentinians were in favor of legalizing abortion. Media headlines the next morning prominently featured former President Cristina Kirchner's favorable position on the topic. But they also highlighted that her administration and her party had previously rejected the bill multiple times. This serves to show how fearful this political faction has become to confront this new generation, now spearheading the movement. People going to work kept their green pañuelos attached to their suitcases, around their arms, or around their necks, clearly stating that the struggle will go on until it is law. The news also exposed the strong investment made by the Vatican to pressure senators into voting against the bill. While the movement chanted on the streets, Iglesia Estado Asunto Separado, Church State Separate Matters, the Kiel Movement, Argentinian Coalition for a Secular State, organized a stall to collect signatures for an end to state subsidies for churches, based on their number of baptisms, which amounts to 20 million pesos, £830,000, a year. A new legalization bill can't be debated again by the House of Representatives for a year. But in October, a new conference of the National Women's Gathering will take place, and will produce papers pointing to the next steps for the movement. It promises new actions to take the streets, and denounce all politicians who voted no in the upcoming 2019 elections. As this article is being written, there are demonstrations happening in Buenos Aires protesting over the deaths of more women due to illegal, backstreet abortions. This proves, once more, that the fight against oppression will not leave the streets. Women are at the forefront of many struggles around the world, not least because we suffer more intensely the inequalities of capitalism. It is up to the revolutionary left to give answers to the anti-capitalist sentiment present in these movements, and show the need for a socialist society that can offer women real choice over when and whether to have children. Full article and interview with Marta Dillon, one of the founders of the Argentine feminist movement Ni Una Menos, see socialistworld.net.